My brother flew over recently to show off his angel wings. I have to say that for me, they looked a bit chintzy, but he got them cheap somewhere in Wales, where I understand the aerospace industries have hit hard times. Everyone wants to fly, but for cheap. So forget the frilly bits, just make sure the damn thing doesn't fall out of the sky. He was proud as peaches about the darned wings. Hadn't even taken them out of the cellophane. They were packed up like a new shirt with stiff cardboard bits supporting the folds. "Haven't you even tried them on?" I said. "I'm taking them home first," he replied. "Besides, I've actually got two pairs. The others are in the car." That made me more than a little jealous. He had two pairs and hadn't even tried them on? Was he some kind of millionaire all of a sudden? Won the lottery? Died and gone to heaven? Do they give you a second pair while the others are at the cleaners? Anyway, what was with this? He knew it was my birthday soon. It's not like he was trying to surprise me. I decided he was just showing off, doing the one-up-on-you thing. Okay, I have to admit, I was jealous. Even though they were the worst wings I'd ever seen. I would have worn them if he'd given me a pair. "Yeah, you know, my brother gave them to me. No, I don't like them either. But you know, family. Yeah." After he'd seen enough of the look on my face, he said he had to be getting back, so I followed him out to the car. You should have seen it when he opened the trunk. How he got those things in there, I don't know. They spilled out and expanded like some slow-motion airbag or something. They were the biggest pair of wings I had ever seen, and they were beautiful. Stunning colors of autumn reds and oranges mixing through speckles of yellow and patterns of peacock blue. They were like to die for. That's your other pair? I gasped. "Nah, I got these for my partner, you know, just to say a little something." "Better than a ring, right?" "Oh yeah, better than a ring," I mumbled as he carefully squeezed the swollen wings back into the trunk. We hugged, promising each other not to leave it so long next time. He got in and drove off, and as we waved each other goodbye, a few loose feathers floated down onto the road. I bent over, hoping the neighbors weren't watching as I gathered them up, before wiping my eyes and going back inside. There you go.